Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 21, Verse 18. It's not mentioned in the verse because Sukadeva Goswami could not directly mention the name of the speaker of this verse. Because if he were to mention the name of the speaker of this verse, then he would become a Vashta Chitta. He would become unconscious in transcendental ecstasy, being absorbed in the Ishta Devi. But the Acharyas and their Tikas are explaining that actually this verse should be prefaced by three words. Or maybe, let's say, two words. Srimati Uvacha. Because this verse is spoken by Srimati Radharani. This secret cannot be spoken by Shukadeva Goswami for the reason I mentioned. Translation by Srila Prabhupada and purport by his disciples, or rather Vishwanath. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and coward friends, with all kinds of necessities, such as water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, Govardhan Hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. That's Prabhupada's translation from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is giving this purport. The opulence of Govardhan Hill is described as follows. The word paniya, which means water, refers to the fragrant cool water from Govardhan's waterfalls, which Krishna and Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouth. Govardhan also offers other beverages, such as honey, mango juice, and pibu juice. Suyatsa indicates durva grass used to make religious offerings of ardhya. Govardhan also has grass that is fragrant, soft, and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the caves where Krishna and Balaram and their friends play, sit, and lie down. These caves give pleasure whether the weather is too hot or too cold. When it's raining, Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water, and other substances. The other day we spoke about a few of the words of this verse we gave class the day before yesterday, on half this verse. We discussed Tantaya Madhura Abala Haridasa Varga. Ramakrishna Charana Sparsha and Pramoda, we're discussing Pramoda. So the word Pramoda means very jubilant. When we describe, or even Sukadeva Goswami is describing what are the causes of that jubilation. Why was he so happy? Ramakrishna Charana Sparsha. The cause of Giriraj's happiness, as we mentioned, and the cause of all of our happiness, is because we have contact with Krishna. We are connected with Krishna. Sparsha means touch, contact, connection. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Pramoda, very, very happy. What is the cause of his happiness? He's connected with Krishna. What part of Krishna? Krishna is always walking on the body of Giriraj. You know, he's walking on the body with his charana, with his lotus feet. Krishna, Balaram, Radharani, the gopis, the cows. And he feels great jubilation from the touch of Krishna. And we were mentioning the other day how when we all came in contact, or with Krishna consciousness movement, Harinam, Prasad, devotees, philosophy, Seva, Sharanagati, then we became joyful. At least, maybe not promote, but mode. Moda, maybe not promote. Promote means ecstatic, but really joyful. And as we become more and more Krishna conscious, and Ananda Mayavyasa, the original primordial nature of the Atma becomes in our hand, becomes revealed, Satchitananda. Our blissful true selves become apparent. They manifest in the purified heart these qualities of bliss and joy. So this is what is being told here, that this is the secret of happiness, of real happiness, intense happiness, promote. What is the secret? Touch Krishna. Embrace Krishna with your mind, your heart, your senses. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, these are all ways of Krishna Sparsha, touching and contacting Krishna, as Prahlada Maharaj outlined in the Bhagavatam. Hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, praying, surrendering, doing Parikrama. Over the last 5 days, we were having so much contact with Krishna. We were seeing his footprints and following his footsteps and rolling in the dust of his feet at the various lila stalas, Govardhan, Radhakund, Varsan, Nandagram, Gokul. The dust of his feet are there, and the dust of Balaram's feet, and the gopas and the gopis and Radharani. This is Brajaraj. Brajaraj, Giriraj, and Yamuna. They're still here. Krishna brought them here 5,000 years ago. He brought all his associates. Then he left. Took everyone back, but he said, Giriraj, in one form you stay here. And Brajaraj, you stay here. And Jamunadeva, you stay here. Oh, we don't want to stay here. Why should we stay here? All these papi janis, all these sinful people. We know Kali Yuga is coming. Why should we stay? No. This is my karuna. My Kripa Shakti is coming out of me and inducing me to beg you to stay. So please stay. So the acharyas are telling us that Giriraj, Seva, the contact of Parikrama, Giriraj, contacting will give Krishna training. And the Yamuna River, bathing, seeing, worshipping, remembering, will give Krishna training. And the Brajaraj will give Krishna training. Everyone visits the three dhams. And some, these are the three dhams of the Gaudiya Dham, the three holy places of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Mayapur Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Jagannath Puri. But how do you get Krishna praying in Mayapur? The acharyas are telling that Krishna praying is freely available for anyone who takes part in Nam Sankirtan. So our acharyas in ISKCON, realizing that and understanding that teaching of the Mahajan acharyas, they have increased the amount of Harinam Sankirtan. Is it right? Over the last 20 years, now they sit down in the temple and hours and hours and hours of what? Bhagavad Sattva? Oh, it's very good. It would be nice to have both. Hours of Bhagavad Sattva and Harikata. But they're doing hours and hours of Kirtan. What's happening to the devotees? Ulas. Ulas. Joy and happiness. Pramod is coming, bathing their minds and hearts. Devotees are becoming joyful and happy, getting closer to the goal of life, the Paramgati, the Triyojan, getting closer to the goal of praying by immersing themselves in the holy name on the banks of the Ganga. By chanting this holy name, they will never be the same. So this is the acharya is telling in Mayapur, how do you get free by Nam Sankirtan? Now we go to Puri. We ride the waves. We go on the ocean. We play. Like young children, we lose all our sobriety. We forget about being GBC, XYZ, Sannyasi, Guru, Ramachari, Sannyasi. Now we all play together. Splashing. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda, Mahaprabhu. Splashing, playing in the ocean like little children. No one's thinking, I'm Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I'm 20. too, but come on the earth, das and das and das. Servant of a servant. So we go to Langford, we get Krishna praying, in Puri, we get Krishna praying by splashing. Maybe the pure devotee in the Shuddha Bhakti splashes us with the waves of his praying, then we'll get praying. But the acharyas are telling that you get Krishna praying in Jagannath Puri by eating, kata, bhog. By eating what? In the hotels and restaurants? By eating Jagannath Prasad. Jagannath Mahaprasad ghee. Yeah. It's glorious. Radharani glorifies that Adhara Amrita of Krishna's lips, Vrijendranandan Krishna in the pages of Antilila. Such nectar. If I taste that nectar, I become totally transformed. Unmad, mad. I forget the world, my identity. Vibram. Radharani is describing the glories of this taste of Jagannath's lips, which is known as Mahaprasad. In Antilila, you can see. So the acharyas say, yes, this is it. In Puri, this is the way. Eat your way to success. Sounds like a good idea. Let's go. No more tapa bhava, no more. Chapango. Well, let's all share some with me. Let me also eat chapango. By this, I will get Krishna praying in Jagannath Puri. Very sweet, very tasty. And so, ocean is there. Ocean is full of rasa. Liquid, water. Prasad is full of rasa. What rasa? That praying rasa of the lips of Jagannath Vrijendranandan Krishna. That praying rasa is in the prasad. The praying rasa of Mahaprabhu is in the ocean. It's a place of pilgrimage of Tirtha. By the touch of his charna. By the Gauranga Charna Sparsha, the Bay of Bengal has become a holy Tirtha, capable of giving praying, because now it's the Gauranga Tirtha, holy place of Lord Gauranga's Leela. Now we come to Braj. Braj, access to Krishna praying is not so tasty. It's not so accessible and available. Krishna holy name is very tasty. It's even that's called Nam Ruchi, Nam Ras. Praying Ras, Nam Ras. Nam Ruchi. There is taste there. So in Mayapur we can taste the holy name. And in Puri we can taste the Adhara Amrita Jagannath's lips through the medium of this prasad. But when we come to Braj, how do you get Krishna praying in Braj? How do you get Krishna praying in Braj Mandala? Here you get the Braj praying by Braj Raj, by eating the dust. Eating the dirt of Radhakum. Eating the dust of Dan Gati and Govardhan. Eating the dust of Sankari Kaur and Varsana. Eating the dust of Terakadamba. Eating the dust of Pili Kukor. Drinking the water therein. It appears to be not very tasty to eat dirt. I'd rather have chapanogo. Okay, no chapanogo, you know, Hare Krishna. Like this kirtan devotee was chanting before in the 24-hour kirtan party, one of our devotees. He was tasting naam. He was having prasad before the breakfast time. He was taking the harinam, naam ras. So they're very tasty, but eating the braj. How many devotees are here that went on yatra that ate the braj? One. Raise your hand if you ate the dirt. That's honest. You actually ate the transcendental dust of Vrindavan during this yatra. We're all together, it was all of you and me. We went 4 buses, 2 buses, 3 buses, here and there. So how many ate the dust of Gokul, Krishna's Janamstana? So this is the great secret that Krishna is given, this Braj Raj. This Braj Raj is the heart of Krishna. And then Braj Raj has so many particles. There's so many particles of dust here. Each particle is sprinkled with drops of Krishna's prana. The ocean, Krishna's heart is an ocean of prana. So if you take out that ocean, you sprinkle it, so many drops will come from your sprinkling up, taking your hand, dipping the ocean, going like this. So many drops. So Krishna put his hand in his heart before he left this world. He said, oh, I have all this Radha Prema in my heart. I shouldn't take it all back to him. I shouldn't take all this Prema back to him. So he left Govardhan. He took his prema and solidified it. And before he left Brajmandal, he said, listen, Brajmandal, let me mark you with tilak. So he marked Brajmandal with tilak. Beautiful, sham colored tilak. Gornita Aikina. He marked Brajmandal with beautiful sham colored tilak known as Govardhan. So, oh, now I have designated Brajmandal belongs to me. He's wearing Vaishnava tilak. So that was the first deposit of his heart. Then Krishna thought, oh, but I saw an ocean of love for Radharani in my heart. Let me reach my hand in and sprinkle some more. And he sprinkled in all directions. Those drops of praying rasa for pure love of Radha, he took, and he sprinkled in all directions. And all those drops of praying, Radha praying rasa from Krishna's heart, each drop in his heart, each drop became a particle of dust in Vrindavan. Then he was thinking, but my love for Radharani is always increasing. When I see her face, I become filled. My beauty increases, my sweetness increases, and then I look again at her face, and her sweetness and beauty increases by seeing the increase in my sweetness and beauty. So the love in my heart is always moving. My love for Radharani, my mood of worshipping and serving and loving Radharani is always increasing more and more. It's always moving like an endless river. My love for Radharani is not only an ocean which is fixed. An ocean is fixed by its boundaries. So I reached into the ocean of my pure love for Radha, and I brought out the Govardhan Hill from my heart. And I brought out all the dust of Vrindavan from my heart. But the dust is staying in one place, and the Govardhan is staying in one place. But my love for Radharani is increasing moment by moment, and it's always moving. My heart is always rushing and running to the lotus feet of Radharani with a mood of seva, Radha Bhav, seva Bhav. I'm always thinking of how to serve Radharani, how to please Radharani. This is my constant meditation. Whether I'm in Mathura or Dwarka, I'm only thinking, Radhe, 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 Radhe. The saints are writing. The saints are describing my pastimes in Dwarka. And they're describing at night I'm sleeping in my bed. And I'm dreaming of Vrindavan. I'm not dreaming of Moscow. I'm dreaming of Vrindavan. And in my dreams I'm calling out, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And they're writing that when I wake up, my queens are looking at me. Who is this Radhe? My name is Rukmini. My name is Satyabhama, Mitravinda Satyam Lakshmana. My husband never calls my name in his sleep. So this river of love for Radharani is constantly flowing and moving and newer, full of whirlpools and waves of different ecstasies of service and happiness and joy that envelops me and overwhelms me and increases my beauty and sweetness at every moment. As I pass moment to moment in the presence of Radharani, in the presence of her beauty, her divine beauty, in the presence of her pure heart and seva, in the presence of her and different pastimes, my beauty and sweetness increases more and more and more. It never ends. So it keeps flowing and flowing and running and running. So what to do with this before I go back to Braj Gokul? So Krishna reached into his heart with two hands, not with one hand. With one hand he reached in and he brought out Govardhan. With another hand he reached in and he brought out the Braj Raj. This time he put both hands in his heart. And he lifted. He went deep in his heart. Both hands. And the weight of this ring, the weight of this necklace, this garland is too heavy. I have to put it somewhere. And he laid it down on the ground of Vraj. And it went like this around the Vraj, caressing and embracing each one of Krishna's lila styles. And it became known as Kalinti Maharani Ki. So in Vraj, we get trained by rolling in the dust, by carrying the dust on our heads, by honoring the dust as the most sacred, highest, purest form of transcendental praying prasad. This is the primary way in Vraj, is the Vraj. But moreover, then we roll in the dust of Kaliyadaha, we roll in the dust, and that's equal to taking a bath here, because Yamuna's left her dust and not her waters. So we roll in the dust and take a dust bath at Kaliyadaha. We say, oh, let us go to Keshika and celebrate Krishna's Leela there by bathing in Yamuna. And we bathe in the Yamuna and wash and fill the dust off. Right? And now that we're bathed in Yamuna and we're purified, then we go to Govardhan and we can Parikrama Giriraj. So in this way we serve the Vrajaraj and we serve Yamuna and we serve Giriraj. And what do we get in result? We get Krishna Prema. So here in this verse is saying, discussing Pramoha, that Giriraj is very, very happy. And what is the cause of his happiness? This is what we're discussing. Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha, the contact of Krishna and Balarama. Then what are the symptoms? What are the symptoms? We say he's promoted, he's very happy, but what are the symptoms? When a devotee has approached or has entered the level of sakti and bhava, he is in a state of promoted. He is fully in contact moment to moment with Radha and Krishna. Or Ram and Krishna, Krishna and Balaram. So there must be some symptoms of his joy. So a devotee who is expressing his devotional ecstasies, he will exhibit various astasattvic vikaras, transformations of his body. His hair may stand on end, he may cry, tears, ashru. He may perspire, sway, right? So Giriraj, that's what human beings do, exhibit these various astasattvic vikaras, changes, bhavas. But Giriraj, he's a mountain devotee. In Haridas Varya, he's also, what are the symptoms of his promote? He's also experiencing astasattvic bhavas, which are proving or symptomatic of his bhava that's flowing in his heart. He's experiencing Romancha. We glorify the Sadguru every morning. Sri Vigrahara Nityananda Shindaratan Mandir. What is it? Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nityananda. Romancha Kampa Ashram. Romancha Kampa Ashram. Taranga Bhajo. Taranga Bhajo. Waves. Because waves of bhava are flowing in the heart of the Sadguru. Then these come out of his heart and display different symptoms of his ecstasy. These are expressions of his inner bhava, romancha, kampa, ashram. Tears, romancha, hair standing in end. Then kampa, trembling. So Giriraj is a great devotee. Haridas Varya is the greatest of devotees. So he also expresses his bhava, his ecstasy. He expresses his romancha, his hair stands on end. Because when he feels that rapta, when he comes in contact with Krishna and feels his feet on his back, Krishna's walking on the back of Giriraj, and his hairs stand up in ecstasy, Romancha. And the hairs appear on his body as the erect blades of grass, the grass standing here and there. And he starts perspiring in transcendental ecstasy. And the suede or the perspiration of Giriraj appears as the pearl drops of perspiration resting on the blades of grass in the early morning, sometimes known as dew. D-E-W, do. This is a sway. This is astasattvic bhavas. So he's perspiring. Oh, Krishna's walking on me. Krishna's playing his flute. He's going to Gwalpur in the early morning. great ecstasy on the commode. And then he starts perspiring. And then the perspiration appears on the grass. The grass is standing erect and drops of dew are appearing there, which are expressions of this swayed or ecstatic ecstasy. But even though he's expressing that ecstasy, Giriraj, of perspiring, that perspiration becomes a source of seva for Krishna. And that's why he's Haridas Varya. Even his perspiration, he serves Krishna with that. But if a devotee is in the level of bhava, and human beings, he starts perspiring, it's just going down and wetting his body and wetting his clothes and falling on the ground. What seva is he doing for Krishna with that? Maybe he was even becoming stinky, you know, smelling. And in the Archan Marg, in the Vidhi Marg for Archan, it says, when one is doing puja of Krishna, he cannot sweat. If he perspires, then it's an aparad during the puja. He's doing arti. It's in the Prayanti. Pancha Pradeep, the Devi Worship book. This is from Haribhakti Vilas. You have to be cool. Cool, calm, and collective. That's why Brahmins, they shave the hair under their arms, so that they don't perspire so much. But Giriraj, he's in ecstasy. Oh, Krishna is walking on my back. He's coming to Gwalapur with all the cows and the cowherd boys. He starts perspiring, and all that dew appears there. And what does that dew? Krishna's walking on that grass, and that dew is touching his feet, and it's very cooling and refreshing. Those drops of water resting on the grass of Giriraj, which are expressions of his swayed or devotional ecstasy, are serving Krishna because they're giving him pleasure. His feet are feeling very happy. Has anyone ever walked on the grass in the morning and touched the morning dew? Have you? Is it nice? Not nice. Yes, nice. Very nice. Your feet feel cool, your eyes feel cool, and your body feels cool. It's very nice. So just see here, right? Even when he's sweating in ecstasy, he's serving Krishna beautifully and sweetly and intimately. Then, Romancha, Kampa, and Ashu. Ashu's devotee's crying, "Hey Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Radha. Hey Radha, Hey Krishna, Devi, Hey Jalalite. Hey Nanda Sunakutam." Rupa Sanatan Ji, Das Goswami, they're all crying. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Tears flowing, coming out. Mahaprabhu's crying for Krishna in Puri. "Hey Vrijananandan." Tears are shooting out like holy. No holy? Holy, they take these pitchkaris. Pitchkaris syringe. Like a big needle. You know the thing they shoot you with a needle, a doctor? Just imagine 100 times bigger. 1 meter long, 1 meter long. Like this. That's called syringe. Pitchkari. So tears are coming out of Mahaprabhu's eyes like that. So Giriraj is crying, "Oh Krishna, you're walking on me." These are symptoms of his pramod, his great jubilation. He starts crying. So how does he express his tears? His tears are the waterfalls falling down. Waterfalls go like this, right? They come out of the side of the mountain and go down. So the mountain is the face. Even we use this term in English, we say the face of the mountain. When you do rappelling, rappelling means climbing mountains. Oh, he's climbing the face of the mountain. This term is used, you know? Anyone know? In English. So the mountain has a face. So we have a face. And if I'm in bhava, then from my face comes ashru, prem ashru. Tears of prem will fall from my face. So from the face of Giriraj, who is a mountain, he's pouring tears of love in the form of waterfalls. In a waterfall? Understand? Comes out of the mountain and goes shh. And not only that, because there's two kinds of tears. There's tears of hate and there's tears of love. Tears of love, pretty much your boat's not that heavy. Very cold, very, very cold. Have you ever bathed in a waterfall? Have you ever gotten under a waterfall and bathed? And the Arjuna, he's a nature man, natural man. Radhavi knows from the village. He's not from the concrete box pigeonholes. He doesn't come from pigeonholes in mind. other expression of this promote is the honey, the shaka, the honey on the trees, in the hives. It's running down the trees, just like tears run down the face. And what's the quality of tears of love? They're not salty. All the fluid in the human body is salty. It is salt water. Your blood is salty because there's salt, sodium, potassium, magnesium. There's so many different salts in the body. So the urine is the mutra, is salty. The blood is salty. The tears are salty. Understand? Salt, nama. But when Giriraj cries tears of love to express the symptom of his pramod, they're not salty. They're very, very sweet because the tears of prema are sweet. So the sweet tears of prema come down the face of Giriraj in the form of honey trickling down the branches of the trees, standing on his face. So, in these ways, Giriraj is, these are the symptoms of his pramod. But this word pramod can be understood in so many ways. So we're describing how Giriraj is experiencing great jubilation from the touch of Krishna. So that happiness, that pramod is for himself, and of himself, and by himself, and his connection with Krishna. But the symptom of great souls and the symptom of great devotees, because he's not a Haridas, a devotee, Haridas. He's a Haridas Bharya. He's a great devotee. So a symptom of a great devotee is para, kara, upakara, or udara. Udara means welfare work. So Giriraj, he is not only relishing pramod, but he's distributing pramod. This is the quality of a great devotee. He isn't the greatest devotee. He made the Bhajanandi. Bhajan Ananda. Bhajanandi. He does his bhajan and he tastes Premananda, Rasananda, Bhavananda. These astik-sattvic bhajan, they create great exhilaration within the mind and heart and incredible sensations in the senses of the body of the advanced devotee. Incalculable, inconceivable pleasures and delights at the level of bhava. But he doesn't remain, but the Bhavananda, goes to the Bhavananda, Bhajanananda, he's experiencing these bhavas, but he's keeping them for himself. So he's very great, he's a great Haridas, but he's not a Haridas Bharya. He's a Haridas Bharya, he's a Parivrajak Acharya. A genuine Haridas Bharya is a Parivrajak Acharya. What does that mean? That he puts a lid on his ecstasies. You know, lid, cover, lid. He puts a lid on his ecstasies. He steps out of his bhajan kutir. He closes the door. And he walks. Pari braj. Braj means to move or walk. Pari braj. Here and there. He walks here and there. To Delhi, to Bombay, to Moscow, to Berlin, to St. Petersburg, to New York City, to China, Japan, here and there. Of course, he's Paramahansa. He's more than even Paramahansa. That's a designation of sannyasi. He's more than Paramahansa. Nityasiddha, Parishad, is way beyond Paramahansa. So they leave that. That's called Goshtyanandi, Goshta. Goshta means they make sounds. The Bhajanandi say they be moaning, brother. They may be moaning. They may keep their ecstasies quietly to themselves. They don't even speak to anyone. Stay in the kutir. Hare Krishna. Leela Smaran, Rup Dhyan, Astakaliya Seva, Mantri Surup Bhajan. But that special Bhajanandi, he puts his ecstasies in a pot, the pot of his heart. He puts a lid, a cover. Then he goes, Parivraja, here and there, anywhere. When he gets an assembly of devotees, he takes the lid off. Like when I was a kid, we had these little boxes, little toys. And inside there was a snake. And it was all springy. You open the lid, and boing, and jumps out like this, because it's spring. You spring, you crush it down, put it in the box, and you go to your friend, hey, see this box? Look at this box. And they go, shh, this is So when he gets in the association of the devotees, and he's doing the state of Goshtinade, Goshtinade, he makes sounds. So he talks Prajalpa, and this, that, politics, this, that. He doesn't know anything. He only speaks Hari Katamritam. Tavagatamritam, Jivanam. And hearing this Katamritam, it puts out the fire. Tap means fire. What is the fire? Kam, krom, loh, moh, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, envy. It's burning in everyone's heart. In my heart, your heart, everyone's heart. And that kills the chaitana. Jivanam. Jivanam means life. But we're killing. Fire burns. Fire destroys. Fire kills. It kills the consciousness. Destroys the chit, the jivan. But Katamrita is amrita because it gives life. Immortal life. If you drink the Hari Katamrita from a Sadguru, pure devotee, then you get jivan. Tadakatamrita, tap to jivana. Jivan means chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Chaitanya has come to give life to this world, and his associates and servants have come to give life to this world. Prabhupada gave life to dead men. Night of the Living Dead, they made some movie. So everybody in the world, they're living dead. They're dead, they're brain dead, heart dead, mind dead. And gurus like Srila Prabhupada and other acharyas are bringing jivan by their Hari Katamrita. So here you are like this. Oh, I'm experiencing such promote. But I should do parakarupakar. I should distribute it to others. It's called sarva-dukha-haranam. Sarva-dukha-haranam. I should act in such a way to take away the sufferings of others. Sarva-dukha. Adiyatmakadiklesha, adivodika. All these sufferings, the threefold miseries of the material world. I have to act and speak in such a way to deliver all these people. I have to help them. I receive Krishna consciousness from my guru, Ram Krishna. They initiated me by touching me with their feet. Rama Krishna Chandra Sparasha. Right? Promoter. Now I got the ecstasy. Well, keep it for myself. Like sometimes we get the Mahaprasad. Oh, look, I got this Maha cake. All for me. I, me, and mine. Maha Meti. Janasya Omo Oya Maha Meti. Shabade knows all about that. So we don't want to share. But Giraj is he's a genuine Haridas Bharya. I want to share this ecstasy with others. How can I do it? How does he do it? Because we heard of well-wishers, but Giriraj is a worldwide well-wisher. WWW. The four W's. Worldwide well-wisher. Giriraj Maharaj Aki. So how does he do it? He offers his body for Krishna. And not only does he offer to Krishna, but as this word madam explains, so he's thinking, Krishna is walking on my body. Ram, Balaram is walking on my body. The gopas are walking on my body. The gopis and Radharani is walking on my body. Not only walk, they're sleeping. The gopas are sleeping in a hot afternoon to my body. And Radha and Krishna are coming at night in the secure caves of my body, having the most intimate, confidential, Rati Kali and beautiful, amorous pastimes in me. The cows are walking on me day and night, eating my grass, drinking my water, and licking up the honey that's falling from the trees, which are, I'm expressing my honey in sweet tears, but when I'm in ecstasy, my tears fall on the ground. I need that advanced devotee, not for pronoun. So Giraj, even when he's dropping the honey, the sweet tears of his honey are falling on the ground, then the deer come and lick them. They lick those tears, and then they become ecstatic, because they're thinking, oh, this looks like honey, come on, let's go. And they drink out that honey, their tail starts standing on end. It's, wow, we've been drinking honey, but this is special honey. This is the, oh, don't you know? This is the brain rasa of Giraj. That's why we're in ecstasy, because this honey is coming from his heart, which is holding the feet of Ramakrishna, which means Ramakrishna, Krishna Balaram. And by tasting his honey, we're tasting the ecstasy he's experiencing. So Giraj is providing all these services for all the Vrijvasis at all times, day and night, 24-hour service, to come to Kirtana, come to Seva. So he is, all these pastimes, so many pastimes are going on at Giriraj, in Giriraj, around Giriraj. Practically every day, Krishna goes to Govardhan for different divas. inspires them to write and record the transcendental pastimes of Krishna and his beloved Vrijvasis on, in, and around Mithura. In the page of the Bhagavatam, in the page of the Goswami Granthas, in the page of the Puranas, here and there and everywhere, the great glories of Giriraj are described. Shastra Praman, Leela Shastra. So now, because this is all part of Giriraj's worldwide plan to give promote to everyone, to give great joy and happiness to everyone. This is his plan. Facilitate all the leelas of Braj. Inspire and arrange for them to be recorded forever in the eternal pages of Shastra. Then, create an attraction to those leelas in the hearts of serious sadhakas and serious jivas. And then when they read, when the human beings will read about these sweet, prema-filled pastimes going on at Govardhan Hill, the Govardhan Leela, and when they contact the Naam, Roop, Gun, and Leela of Krishna, and Radha, and Balaram, the Vrajagopis, at me, Govardhan, when they contact, when they have that sparsha, then they will experience pramod. They will experience the happiness that I'm experiencing by Krishna's service. And by experiencing that happiness of reading these brain-filled leelas at Govardhan, they will become inspired to surrender to Krishna and offer their body, minds, and words in the service of Krishna, as I am doing. And in this way, Giriraj is the greatest of all the devotees because he's giving a chance for everyone in the world to do Giriraj Seva, to do Govardhan Seva. And anyone who has any contact with Govardhan by seeing, by reading about the leelas there, by doing prakrama, by taking the dust, by bathing in the rivers, especially Radhakund, Shambhakund, or his two eyes, described in Brother Legion Dominic. Any contact that one has with Govardhan will fill his heart with pramod, great joy. So these are some of the meanings that the Acharyas give of why Giriraj is, he's experiencing this pramod, but he's not keeping it selfishly for himself. He's selflessly giving to others, making very clever and unique arrangements to distribute this happiness to everyone and all people at all times, age after age after age. We can contact, read the Shastras, come in connection with Giriraj, with Krishna Leela, Giriraj, and Govardhan. When we come in connection, Rama, Krishna, Charana, Sparsha, Pramodha, then we become very ecstatic. So we know about this word, manam, right? Trinadapi, sunichena, durariva, sahishna, amanina, amanidena, kirtaniya, sadahari. What does man mean, manam? Manadena. What does manadena mean in this prayer which we've been reciting for 99 years? Anyone know? You know the prayer, but do you know what you're saying? Or let's say, do we know what we're saying? As you as a brother, makes a distance between that I'm something and you're not. I'm nothing and you're something. So to keep us together, that I may get some sukriti by your association, I will say we and us. So when we chant this prayer, are we remembering and thinking of the meaning, manadena?
Giving respect.
Manadena means man-da, to give, da. Like little kiddies say, paisa de do? Hey, baba, do, de, da, means give. Like you say in Russian, da, da, da. And we introduce that new language, that word, and now the dictionary has changed. Da in Russian means yes. So I said, from now on, you have to rewrite the dictionary. No. respect. So how does this apply to Giriraj? It applies in this sense, Acharyas are telling us. That Giriraj, we mentioned, and Vishnath is telling us in the purport, all the different offerings, love offerings, seva offerings that Giriraj is giving to the Vrijvasis, especially Krishna and Radha and the cowherd boys. His waters, his grasses, all these things, juices. But he's offering all of these things to Krishna with great respect. Very respectfully, he's offering everything he has. Tan, man, dan. Krishna samarpa. He's offering everything he has. His mind, his words, his body, his wealth, everything. He's not holding back anything. Oh, Krishna, here's 1 lakh. You take 1 lakh for your temple. I'll keep 1 crore for my family. 1 crore for me. Oh, devotees, you need some money for building a new temple. Okay. There's 1 lakh. Oh, thank you. That's very nice. You're so kind. You're a big man. Here's a lamination for you. Take a box of sweets. Oh, you're a very good man. Yes, I'm a very good man. I gave you 1 lakh, but I have 10 crore for my wife and kids. So Giriraj is not like that. And we know in Shastra, and Gita is telling charity, sattvic dan, rajasic dan, tamasic dan, and the qualities of those different types of giving and charity. One giving and charity is, all right, here's the donation. Your Hare Krishna is okay, it's come here. You're not willfully, not respectfully, just dutifully giving some charity because the Brahman has come in saffron. The Maharaj has come, he's the Brahmachari, right? Brahmacharis wear saffron only so they can collect. Because they go in white, they say, oh, you're in white, you're not a Maharaj, jao. No paisa. So they wear saffron then. And of course they're supposed to be Brahmacharis also. But anyway, so Giriraj is giving everything respectfully. This is first class charity. First class, oh, you come, please, you take. I'm very happy you come. I'm happily giving. Happily. With happiness and respect, I'm giving this charity. Not, oh yeah, you're a sannyasi and came to my house and did a program. I guess I'm supposed to give you something. Hey, we have 100 rupees somewhere. Yeah, thank you for this one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, take your money and go. This is not. So this madam. So he's great respect. He's whatever he has to give Krishna, he gives as an offering with great love, devotion, respect. Manam. So we want to learn a lesson from Giriraj. Yes, whatever I have, let me offer to Guru and Krishna for their seva. Dan, man, dan. My mind, my life, my words, everything. Like Giriraj, let me learn this lesson. Because if you're a Haridas, that means you're a Mahajan. You're a Guru. You're a Shiksha or Diksha Guru, automatically by being Haridas. You can't help it. Either by your Prabhava or by your Pravachan. By Prabhava, by Pravachan, you're a Guru, you're teaching, you're showing. Acharya Pandi Janiyam. You're teaching. You're representing Krishna. So Giriraj is teaching us this lesson, yes. Giriraj, please empower me that from today on I will offer everything to Krishna. Not hold back anymore. I've been holding back for lifetimes. Been holding on and tying down and tying up and locking inside my feelings, my mind, my thoughts, my desires. I've been keeping them for myself. Myself and not offering everything to Krishna. Oh Giriraj, please bless me with this realization. Please give me the Shikshamrita, this nectarian teaching. It will change the course of my destiny, will reshape my mind and remold my heart. And by your kripa, I can also become Haridas Varya, or at least a particle of particle of particle of Haridas Varya, a semblance of a semblance of a semblance of a great devotee. That is our whole aspiration. For thousands of lives, we signed a contract. Dear Gurudev, you saved me. Now, I promise for the next 3 million lifetimes, I am your dog. D-O-G. For the next 3 million lifetimes, I will serve you and try my best to qualify myself to become your eternal servant in the groves of Vrindavan, on the banks of the Yamuna, in the caves of Govardhan. You're there. When you left us, you said, bye, I'm going to Govardhan. I'm going to do seva to Radharani in the caves of Govardhan. Take me there. So we made arrangements, but we didn't make arrangements fast enough. Radharani needed Krishna Prabhupada to save us, so he immediately went to the caves of Govardhan without waiting for our bullet cart. Bullet cart's a little slow. Is it right? Everyone knows Prabhupada's Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila Pravishta. Pravishta means to enter Nitya Lila. He said, I want to go to Govardhan. What does that mean? He wants to go to Govardhan. He wants to do his eternal service to Radharani and Krishna in the caves of Govardhan. Manam, respectfully. Now, Iraj, this word manam, it also indicates how intelligent a great devotee he is. Because if someone is really a Haridas Varya, or even a genuine Haridas, he will have this kind of buddhi. Subuddhi. Subuddhi. Good intelligence. Tesham satata yuktanam vajatam pratipurvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna is telling, if you're a good Haridas, Dadami Buddhi, I give intelligence. Because of your Priti Bhajan, because of your favorable actions, your loving mood, your attitude of love in your service. Priti, of course, Priti means this, that means praying, Priti, praying Seva, all different levels of devotees and different levels of advancement. So Krishna will give that buddhi. So Viraj has that buddhi, has that intelligence. What is that intelligence? Because this word, Radharani, is indicating that super fine discretion. Intelligence means discretion, ability to discriminate. This is good, this is not good, this is bad. So Viraj, he's so intelligent that he knows that the best way to show respect to Krishna is to respect the devotees of Krishna. That's why he's manam. And this is a very important lesson for all of us to learn. Because we are very expert at disrespecting the devotees of Krishna. This is called Vaishnava Aparada. That which is most severely against the wishes of Radha. It is the wish of Radha, as she is stating in this verse, Radharani is expressing her wish. Wish means desire. By pointing out the excellent qualities of Haridas, Varya, Sri, Giriraj, Dharan, that he's so intelligent. I'm honoring Krishna and respectfully offering everything I have to him. But then I understand it. The best way to please the beloved, the best way to please the beloved is to please the beloved of the beloved. So I not only respectfully honor and worship Giriraj with everything that I have, absolutely, unequivocally, 24 hours a day engaged in Krishna's service as Giriraj Govardhan, I also am 24 hours a day engaged in trying to honor, serve, and please the devotees of Krishna. This is the meaning of manam that Radharani is expressing. Her heart, her wish, is that, listen, hiri, hiri, suno, suno, listen, listen, all devotees of the Lord. Please learn this lesson from Haridas, Varya, Giriraj Govardhan. Learn to honor and respect all the devotees of Krishna. The cows. Giriraj respects the cows. He honors them. He serves them lovingly. All day and all night. And the gopas and the gopis. He doesn't say, oh, look, I did my 8-hour service in the temple. Now, chalega. Look, you wanted 8-hour service in the temple? Okay, chalega. Haribol. Now it's TV, movies, video. 8:13. Haribol, haribol. 8:13. No, Giriraj doesn't say, oh, the sun's gone down. The cows are in the barn. Krishna's in his bed. Now, let's party. Service is over. No. One chapter of service closed, another chapter of service open. Oh, now it's time for, I have to prepare the Rasastali. Krishna's coming to Chandra Sarovar, to Punchari for his evening Ras. It's springtime. He's coming here. so many particles of dust here. We have to, and he creates wind, and wind comes and sweeps. Viraj makes a big wind, and then wind blows across the Rasasali and blows all the little thorns and creatures. Everything blows up so it becomes smooth and velvety and soft. For the pitter-patter, and sweet dancing of Radha and Krishna and the gopis when they have their Rasant Ras. Rasasthali of Govardhan. So Giriraj, as soon as he finishes one seva, he's ready to start the next one. Okay, let's go. And some of us had the good fortune to see a devotee in human form like that. And his name was Pujapad Sri Shiman Nitya Leela Pravishta Jayananda Das Adigari. Because Prabhupada proclaimed, this devotee, he has attained perfection. He should be honored every year. There should be a, Prabhupada wrote in his own hand, there should be a Tirova Mahotsav on the disappearance day of Sriman Jayananda Das. 2 days before the Shringa Chaturdasi or so, around that time. He should be honored. He should be, Prabhupada's telling, Jayananda Das, my disciple, should be honored just like we honor Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Nod Thakur. So what is the manam, the Jayananda manam? What is it? Why should we honor him, respect him? Because he was the personification of the very teaching which we are trying to convey at this moment. He is the personification of two things which we've been discussing in the last 4 minutes. One thing is that he was always engaged happily, joyfully, blissfully in the service of Prabhupada and Krishna, Jagannath, Rajendranandan. 24 hours a day, going without sleep, 1, 2, 3 days during Radha Yatra time. I slept, I was there, but I was sleeping supposedly next to him in the same room because I was there also in San Francisco and Berkeley. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and say, hey, the sleeping bag is there on the floor. And my sleeping bag is there on the floor, but I'm in it, snoring. Totally in ignorance, as usual. And I look, I have to go to the bathroom. I look, hey, sleeping bag, he rolled it out, it's not moved. Where's Jayananda? He's out somewhere fixing the cart, ready, getting ready for Radha Yatra, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3. So 24 hours a day, he was engaged in the service of Krishna. That's the first lesson that he learned from Giriraj, through the mouth of Prabhupada, the great representative of Govardhan. And the second lesson he learned is to always honor and serve all the Vaishnavas. He was a living example of the teachings of Giriraj, of Mana. We actually, you could see him, you could touch him, feel him, watch him. Of course, we're so dull and so dense and densely covered with ignorance, very, just finally little few scratches of samskara came into our mind of his sangha, his association. But at least the memory is there and the sight is there. That I really saw Haridas, spark of a Haridas Bharya. So it's possible, by the mercy of Guru, by Guru Kripa, we can become this manam that we're discussing. Offering everything in great respect for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, and respecting all the Vaishnavas, moment to moment. With our respecting with our mind, with our attitude, respecting with our eyes and our glances, respecting with our bodies, with our seva. Because respect is an attribute of praying. If there's any praying bhava in your heart, then respect is one of the attributes or qualities of praying. So your eyes will convey your respect. Your words will convey your respect. You won't say, oh, these sannyasis are no good. Oh, these gurus miscounted focus. These sannyasis. Ah, this devotee. Ah, this, that. And he's no praying bhava. There's not one bindu of a bindu of a bindu of praying in the heart of such a Vaishnava that speaks like this. Hasn't even approached the ocean, these thousands of miles from the praying sagar. He speaks some bad poison that comes from his mouth, like Kaliya, vomiting all this poison. Because the Giriraj, Govardhan, the glories are endless, and we're simply repeating what we've heard and read from the Acharyas. There's nothing original over here. We're simply presenting their teachings. Srila Prabhupada's teachings and his purports, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Sridhar Swami, Srila Bhattacharya. They're all great Vaishnavas and eternal associates of the Lord. So they have given all these insight into the heart and mind of Srimati Radharani that she's speaking this verse. So we've stolen a few jewels from her treasure box and we're just giving. So all appreciation and all mana, all respect should be given to our great Mahajanacharya, beginning with Srila Prabhupada, who is our link